What the movie Sideways did for wine tourism in Santa Barbara County, the musical Hamilton is doing for all things connected to that founding father. Here's NPR's Melissa Block with a graveside postcard from New York.
Maybe, like me, you have someone in your household playing the Hamilton soundtrack nonstop.
Man, the man is nonstop.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious. Bear with me.
Meet the Klonoski kids of Phoenix.
This is the first murder trial of our brand new nation, the liberty behind the liberation.
14-year-old Kira and her 13-year-old brother Michael are Hamilton fanatics.
Been in Paris, meets in love, different ladies. I guess I basically miss the late 80s. Travel the wide world, came back to this.
Their parents have scored tickets to the musical, and as prelude, they've all made a pilgrimage to Alexander Hamilton's grave. He's buried in the cemetery of Trinity Church in Lower Manhattan, across from a factory shoe outlet. An elegant white marble pyramid marks his tomb, inscribed on the base, these words, a statesman whose talents and virtues will be admired
long after this marble shall have moldered into dust.
That's Trinity archivist Anne Petrimo.
He died July 12, 1804, aged 47.
Killed in that notorious duel with Aaron Burr. Petrimo says thanks to the musical, she's been seeing a lot more visitors streaming by Hamilton's grave, and she's been hearing a lot less wrong information.
Before, when I would give tours, people would say, oh, he was president, right? No. But I think people know now. Secretary of the Treasury.
Visitors have left offerings on Hamilton's grave, lilies and iris, pebbles and coins, and on his wife Eliza's grave, too. It's marked by a simple marble slab in front of his monument.
She tends to get more gifts than he does. She has a very beautiful array of flowers on her grave. I don't know if the musical makes people identify more with Eliza than with Alex. You call him Alex. Yeah, we're close. We're tight.
Among those gazing at Hamilton's grave, I find Lillian Hasco.
Just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. I'm not giving away my shot.
She's seen the musical twice, bought the soundtrack, had to come.
I wanted to see him and pay homage to him, because he is a forgotten founding father, I think. Never got to be president and died so young.
So he's not forgotten anymore?
No. But I was looking for the sister. Eliza's over there. Alexandra, I think, is not here. I can't find her. That
Angelica.
Angelica. Yeah. Angelica, Eliza. I should know the words, and I do.
Angelica.
Work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work. The stylist.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
The mystery of Angelica's grave. Where's Angelica? That's the hot question at Trinity. In case you're wondering, she's buried on the other side of the church in a vault bearing the name Livingston. At the end of my visit, I meet Stacy Kement, in from Chicago, a self-described history nerd and Hamilton obsessive.
This is my pilgrimage, P-I-L-G-R-H-A-M-A-G-E.
H-A-M as in Hamilton. I watch as Stacy slips off her canvas shoes and places them gently on Eliza's grave for a quick photo. Not just any shoes, she's written a message on them in neat cursive.
I wrote it in Sharpie and then I took like acrylic glitter paint and like painted over it.
On one shoe, she's written, "Who lives, who dies." On the other, "Who tells your story?" It's from the final song of the musical, the big emotional finish.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Melissa Block, NPR News.
Tell your story.